Blog Talk Radio.
God is going to protect me through this storm, and I will continue to go on with the show. Thank you for tuning in tonight to our talk show. This is a ministry, the next chapter, Widows Ministry, is a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture reads, which is 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. So I hope that the weather doesn't get any worse because, like I say, it'll make me very nervous because I am from the old school in the country. When the weather starts thundering, lightning, anything, light goes off, TV goes off, nobody answers the telephone. But God is good, and I'm going to continue with the show tonight. Well, tonight we're going to talk about looking up. Looking up. And I'm going to be getting help from various people tonight. Joel Osteen and Victoria, Charlie Chaplin, the Bible, Jesse Jackson, and many others. So they're all going to help me out tonight with this topic, looking up. First, I'm going to share some things that Joel and Victoria shared in their message today. Just look up. Anytime you are facing an issue, the first thing you should do before you call your friend, before you search on the internet, should be where you're looking up something for answers. When you look up your spiritual eyes towards God, that's when you have your perspective in the right place. That's when his love will empower you and lead you. He already has the answer to your problems anywhere, anyway. When you look to him, you will find help. Don't let the enemy distract you when the cares of this earthly reign. Just look up by keeping your heart and your mind focused on him. I want to go to the scripture, Psalms 121, 1 through 8. And it says, I will lift my eyes, that's looking up to the hills. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. And slumber means to sleep lightly, a doze. Behold, that he keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade unto thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. The main scripture at that beginning, looking up to the hills, from which cometh your help and my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So just knowing that, when you look up, you should be looking up to the Father and asking for answers. Well, in my bedroom, over my garden tub, I have a skylight, and that also is my altar where I do my prayer. And the beginning of the spring, when there was no leaves on the trees were bare. But on the limbs, there were little, I can't pretty much describe it as much, but it's like little stems. And I looked at those stems throughout the winter, because there was no leaves. But as the spring began, every morning when I looked up, there was a little sprout of something, a little bit of green. Every day and every week, those leaves starting to form. It keeps forming, and now that my tree is filled with leaves. And when I kneel to pray, and not just in the morning, because sometimes I spend several times throughout the day sometimes there at my altar, when I look up, I'm looking, always looking up. When I pray, I can't seem to always look down unless I'm reading something. But whenever I'm talking to the Father, I am always looking up to the hills. And that's my focus, and that should be all of our focus. And I'm going to read some quotes of some things, and I told you that there were several people going to give me some assistance with the different things about looking up. Well, Charlie Chaplin said, and that's the little funny guy way back in the days where he had a little mustache with a little black hat on, and he also had a heavy little mustache. Funny-looking guy, but he was very a very good comedian. Looking up to, this is what he said, looking up to the sky, you'll never find rainbow if you're looking down. So you can't see nothing if you're not looking up. You can see some things, you can see your feet and everything, but you can't see the rainbow if you're looking down. That's one of his quotes. Now, Charlie Brown, little Snoopy and Charlie Brown, said, keep looking up. That's the secret of life. That's his way of expressing the importance of looking up. There's another little cartoonist, we all see the same sky when we are looking up. Here's another one. Never look down on anyone unless you are helping him up. That's by Jesse Jackson. Just think about that. Never look down on anyone unless you are helping him up. And that's what we should always be doing, encouraging others, not looking down at them. Here's another one, and this is our Father's Day message here. A father is someone you look up to, no matter how tall you grow. Look back and thank God. Look forward and trust God. He closes doors no man can ever open, and he opened doors no man can close. Keep looking up to the hills. Someone is looking up to you if you don't, someone is looking up to you. Don't let that person down. So just knowing that it's important that you're always looking to help others. So that person is always looking for help. And something else I want to say, too, I want to add to that same statement. When you find yourself in a position to help someone, be happy and glad, because God is answering that person's prayer through you. Just know that there's always a purpose for everything. He's answering that person's prayer through you. Let me find some. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and you'll soon lose sight of your fear. That is very true. Because in Psalms 27, the Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? We should only fear God, but not anyone else. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and you'll soon lose sight of your fears. Just knowing that things are looking up. Keep looking up, baby. The only thing on the ground is your feet. I like that one also. Keep looking up, baby. The only thing on the ground is your feet. When you are at your lowest, look to the highest. Yes. We sometimes get weary, weak, and also lonely, and have also a lot of fear. But look to the highest. Look up to the hills where your health comes. Look up and, excuse me one second here. Let me find some more. Never look down. Oh, that's one we've already said already. Not to spoil the ending for you, but everything is going to be okay. Just because something isn't happening, excuse me, just because something isn't happening for you right now, it doesn't mean that it will never happen. Don't give up. The beginning is always the hardest. So just know that if you continue to look up, God will show you many things. just like he says, call me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Be glad of life because it gives you the chance to love, to work, to play, and to look up at the skies. Sometimes you have to forget what's gone, appreciate what still remains, and look forward to what's coming next. If what ahead scares you, and what behind hurts you, just look above. He will never fail to help you. Cast your burden to the Lord, and He shall sustain, and He will never leave you or forsake you. Sometimes you need to look at life from a different perspective. Try looking up more. Never look down on someone unless you're helping them. They repeat that over and over again because that is so important. Don't worry if you are single. God is looking at you right now saying, I am saving this one for a special, someone special. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but at the moment that take our breath away. Enjoy the little thing in life. For one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Enjoy the little things in life. For one day you will look back and realize that they were the big things. These quotes I wanted to read because there are different ways that we can look up. But in spite of all of those different quotes, I would like for you to stand firm on Psalms 21, 1 through 8, as I read before. Looking to the hills, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from hence. Henceforth cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So this is important, that we always look to God to give us the strength, the support, the guidance, the direction, the love that we need in life, because He will always be there for us. So when you're feeling down, just look up, because He will find some kind of way to let you know that He is watching you. He sees you, and also He hears you. So keep looking up to the hills. That was something that my mother would always say. She couldn't quote many scriptures, but she would always point, look up to the hills. Well, who give us strength? It still remains the same. He will always be there for us through all the difficult things that we go through life, and the good things as well. There are some good things that have happened to me in the last few days that, yes, I looked up and I knew it was all about Him. I received it and I believed it. He gave me that presence, His presence, to know that it was Him that answered my prayer and also made me feel at peace that I needed to feel. I felt his presence. Look up, continue to look up to the hills. And that's the end of my message for tonight. Keep looking up. I have some announcements to make, and I have something special. I hope that you will be encouraged to join the next chapter at our next meeting. Our next meeting is the day before Father's Day. That's June the 20th. It's called Parading the Stars. You are invited to a breakfast to parade your loved one for 2 minutes. Bring a photo. This is going to be a Father's Day memory. It's on Saturday, June 20th, from 9 to 11 a.m. The location will be at my home. We will have a full breakfast. And if you have any questions, call me for more details. And that telephone number is 770-981-9118. And that is sponsored by the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. So come and parade your star. Bring a photo of him or you together. And just say something special that happens on Father's Day in the past, or something special that you just want to say about him. But we are going to be parading the stars on June 20th from 9 to 11 a.m. Come and join us in this celebration and parading your loved one. And it's less than 2 weeks that we will be traveling to Memphis, Tennessee. That next Friday morning, from Friday through Sunday, we'll be traveling to Tennessee. And I hope that everybody is ready and getting ready to pack and figure out what they're going to be carrying with them. But I ask you to pack lightly because we have 36 people on the bus. So we want to make sure that we all can put our stuff under the bus. And there will be a conference call this coming Monday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. I will be sending out a calling post as well as texting ones that do not still have problems from time to time with the calling post. But it is next Monday from 7:30 to 8 p.m. And we'll just go over everything that about the trip and if you have any questions. But one thing is important. We are leaving from Green Forest Baptist Church on Rainbow. And everyone needs to be there by 7 a.m. so we can be able to leave at 7:30. We have several stops to make on the way, and we have lots of activity. Pretty much the only time you'll have time to rest is when we're on our way back from Tennessee on Sunday evening. So we have a full schedule throughout the whole trip, and I hope that just be prayerful that we don't have any rain, that the weather's nice, and I'm going to have the church to pray for us, our traveling, and that we will have a safe and wonderful time. So get ready and enjoy the trip, and I am just excited about it and hope that everything will go well when we begin our traveling on next Friday morning. If you have any concern or questions, please let me know. I will be calling each one of you individually because there were some questions that I have to ask. We are going to Tunica, Mississippi. So there's a couple of questions I'll need to ask a few people. Everyone, if you're going to be joining us after the buffet to do a little bit of fun gambling. Not necessarily gambling, just playing. Just playing the machine. We are getting some free play time, so it's just something fun. If you don't want to, that's fine, but If you are, there's some information I will have to get so I can forward it to the casino that is required of us to do. And let me see if there's any other announcement. I think that's pretty much it. I've been contacting also others to finish their story, their testimony, so we can finish this book. I have been I have contacted a few today, and also I had someone to come this past week, last week, to sit down and go over their stories to add some more things to it. So I'll be continuing to do those same things throughout the month of June. We're going to try to see if we can get everybody's story finalized so we can get this book written. This is something that what God wants us to get done, and we're going to get it done. And that's why he has taken the job market from me and wants me to work on this book, and I must be obedient and get it done. So I need your help when I give you a call about making some changes on your story, asking you to finish your story so we can get this book written as soon as possible. And this book will help others to be encouraged when we have new widows coming to our ministry. So just knowing that your input will be a blessing to someone else. And that is all I have for tonight. And thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30. We will have Pastor Haynes on the air next week. He will be praying for us on our on our traveling to time to Mississippi, to Memphis, Tennessee. So he will be on the air with us next week to pray for us. He's our advisor and supporter at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where my pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr., is our pastor. And we just thank them for all of their support in the past. And I know that it has been wonderful to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. And we just thank them so much for supporting us and helping us do this process and doing God's will. So have a great week and get ready for the trip. And if you have any questions, my telephone number is 770-981-9118. Be blessed and have a wonderful week. And keep looking up to the hills where your help comes from the Lord. Enjoy Jason Nelson. If I can get it turned on.
am the creator. I am the maker of the universe.